Yes, Melissa.
Reconfirming and making sure I'm not losing my marbles that we are not able to administer insulin, correct?
Correct. You're not allowed to give medication. So you're allowed to assist the patient with taking things. What that means essentially is they can request you hand them the bottle or that you count out a dose or something. But to actually administer, we are not allowed to do, especially no needles. Absolutely not illegal.
Yep,
and high liability. It is an exception if it's a family member because they're doing it anyway, but it's not a service that we offer, and there's a liability for it. We had a case that a caregiver overdosed a client and sent them to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And it's thank God they're not suing us, but it could have been a huge mess.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, why? What's the patient asking?
No, because we got a lead of two patients. Well, it's not two. It's more like one, that the husband was looking for an agency that can admit that we can send somebody, like an aide, to administer medication. I said, listen, we can't even give you the medication in your hand, let alone administer insulin. So I told him, I said, you're going to need skilled services. I said, but even skilled services is not going to take you to administer medication. They'll teach you.
You need a CNA to administer medication, at least, and we don't pay them as CNAs. You might be able to find an aide that's willing to work for high hours so that it kind of balances, but CNAs start at about 20 an hour. So on a CHC, you could tell them straight out, it's not legal for any home care agency in Pennsylvania to do that.
Yep,
you need skilled care, and you could probably get for an hour a day or so, but you got to call your service coordinator, and it's a whole other animal.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I was like, no. And even skilled, usually they won't do one every day. If she needs insulin every day, they're not going to send someone every day.
It depends what the insurance gives. Sometimes they'll give you 1 or 2 hours a day. It does happen. How many doses is he getting a day? Probably 3.
I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be nice. I'll call his service coordinator so he can reach out to him.
If you could do a 3-way, it would be even quicker for you.
Oh, okay. So let me.
If he's approved for home care, then you might as well try to help him so that we can get the case, you know?
But he wants someone to administer the insulin.
I understand that, but is he qualified for home care? If he has
no,
home
not
care,
him. It's just for his wife.
I'm saying, does his wife get home care or not?
They do.
Okay,
but they want to switch to an agency where they'll have the caregiver administer.
So, yeah, get Nessie on the phone in 3-way. Make sure he understands that this benefit does not include that. There is no home care agency that can do that legally. So you need only skilled in order to do that. And for skilled, it's a whole other authorization. It's a whole other benefit. So with the service coordinator on the phone, you could rip through that conversation and maybe we can get the case for non-skilled. Who knows? Unless he has his family aide working somewhere already or whatever. Find out, because it's nice to help people, but we don't waste our time here. We're a for-profit business.
Got it. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okie dokie. Muchas gracias.
No problem. Bye.
Okay.